The air is getting crisper, the jackets are coming out, and that means for movie lovers, it's time for a fall film preview. The Takeaways Movie Date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, have picked their favorites, and they join us to share the list. Welcome back, guys.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Kristen, let's start with one of your picks, a very serious movie, 12 Years a Slave. Here's a clip.
Well, boy, how you feel now?
You ain't a free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway.
Come on, move it.
The movie got a lot of buzz in festivals, Kristen. Why is that?
It's getting a lot of buzz for really good reason. I think it's doing something different than other slave narrative films have done, which is it's taking the audience who are free, we presume most people watching this movie are not enslaved, and the main character in the film is also not enslaved, but gets kidnapped and forced into slavery for 12 years, and we as the audience take that journey with him. And it's directed by a black director, and it stars a black cast, and I think that a lot of people watching this movie are going to say, this is a serious look at slavery that we don't normally see, but it's also a look at slavery that I can identify with because of how it's set up.
It also has Brad Pitt.
Yes, it does, and Paul Giamatti. It's a star-packed cast, Elfrey Woodard, and some new names as well.
Rafer, your first pick is something quite different, Gravity, with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. They play astronauts who find themselves stranded in space. Plenty of eye candy there, speaking of Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Yeah, and this is essentially just a two-hander. It's really just the two of them floating out in space with limited oxygen and no way to communicate with Earth. Though it sounds like fluff, it's gotten stellar, so to speak, reviews out of some early screenings at some festivals. Alfonso Cuarón is the director. He did Children of Men. One of the things that kind of fascinates me about this movie is that it is 90 minutes long, which is unheard of today. Most movies are at least 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So I'm expecting tight storytelling and great cinematography. And, you know, I do love Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Kristen, you picked an AIDS movie, continuing your theme of very serious movie picks. Tell me about the Dallas Buyers Club.
Now, it sounds like it's a super serious movie, but I think it's actually going to have a little bit of fun to it because it's kind of pulling one over on the man, if you will. This is based on a real story. It's about a man who in 1986 was diagnosed with HIV, and the prohibitive cost of drugs, the limits of what drugs were available, frustrate him so severely that he decides to create his own underground drug dealing whole business. And it looks like it has some fun, I want to stand up and cheer for you moments in it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Rafer, your next favorite is a new movie from the Coen brothers, two of my favorite movie makers. It's about a fictional folk singer living in New York City in the 1960s. Here's some audio from the movie called Inside Llewyn Davis.
What'd you say you played?
Folk songs.
Folk songs. Solo act?
No, I had a partner. Threw himself off the George Washington Bridge.
George Washington Bridge? You throw yourself off the Brooklyn Bridge. Traditionally, George Washington Bridge. Who does that?
What do you like about it, Rafer?
One of the things I like about it, aside, of course, from the Coen brothers, is I think this could be a real breakout role for Oscar Isaac, who is an unknown actor. I first saw him in a strange movie called Agora back in 2009, and I just thought, this guy has got to be a star. You can clearly see the boomer audience is going to turn out for this. I think along with 12 Years a Slave, I think this is going to be a major Oscar contender.
Kristen, your final pick is about the behind the scenes of Hollywood. What makes Saving Mr. Banks worthwhile?
This is coming out around Christmas time. I think it could possibly be the feel-good movie of the holiday season. We have Tom Hanks playing Walt Disney, trying to woo the author of Mary Poppins, played by Emma Thompson, to allow her book to be turned into this movie, which is now a classic we all love, Mary Poppins. She's fighting it, but they develop a certain kind of understanding with each other over the course of the film where we learn more about her background, why she wrote the book, and why he wants to adapt it so badly to the big screen.
And we know how it turns out successfully with that movie classic, as you mentioned. Rafer, your final pick is Jack Ryan, the CIA hero of the Tom Clancy paperback series. Chris Pine from Star Trek plays the leading role. He will be the fourth actor to play the character, following Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, and Ben Affleck. This can't be good, can it?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But I have high hopes for this. And it's because I would like to see a new, young action hero, one who's not wearing tights in a real-world situation. It's directed by Kenneth Branagh. It's written by David Koepp, who is a master screenwriter. He wrote the first Spider-Man. He wrote Jurassic Park. So I think this could be promising. It's a Christmas Day release, which, you know, points to high hopes on the part of the studio. I have high hopes as well.
Rafer Guzman is the film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer is the culture producer for The Takeaway. They are both hosts of the Movie Date podcast. You can subscribe to it at moviedatepodcast.org. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.